This message is based on senior pastor's message, which he delivered in 1993 during two-week revival meeting. I told you in the first session about the sin against God, and second, blot out you from the face of the earth, and the third was, and then I'm going to tell you about the fourth session. The little title, the small title is, you know, The Lord of Hosts Says. Malachi 4:1 says, For behold, the day is coming. And then in the middle it says, in the sense, the Lord of Hosts. Father God created everything under this universe, and He governs them all. He governs life and death of people. He governs our history. And He judges between good and evil. Just as it said, the day is coming, burning like a furnace. There surely is judgment, and it is indeed very near. Now, who will He judge? Now, Malachi 4:1 says, All the arrogant and evildoer will be chaff. You know what chaff is, right? Chaff is the word against the good grains. Now, he said, the day would leave them neither root nor branch after, you know, set them ablaze. God will forsake those who are arrogant and do evil, and they cannot inherit the kingdom of God but go to hell. And those who have such a heart, an arrogant, evil heart, you know, they cannot receive answers and healings, and trials and afflictions follow them. So through this message, I hope you can discover and cast off arrogance in your heart. First, let me tell you the difference between those who is arrogant and those who are arrogant and those who are not. Arrogant people pick all kinds of methods for their fame and wealth and honor, rudely. Well, one of the famous tyrants is Nero, the emperor of Rome. She didn't regard the life of man as, you know, important. She was very young when she became an emperor. At the age of 16, she became an emperor. And before he became 25, he killed his mother, he killed his wife, and all his brothers. And there was a great fire in Rome. It was it is said that, you know, Nero set Rome in fire to get the inspiration for his poem. Back then, the corridors and all the roads in Rome are so narrow, and all houses got stuck to each other. So it was so easy to set them ablaze. Now, the place where the fire, set first in the beginning, was the place where the olive oil and many fabrics were sold. So that small fire became big fire. And then, you know, he made the rumor that, you know, Christians set the fire. And the Christians were arrested, and then they were fed to lions, and they were burned to death. And then Nero, you know, gave, you know, even more cruel, you know, orders. He killed even people, you know, who didn't worship him, who were rude before him. Now, people began to rebel against him, and there were, you know, plagues in the city of Rome, and thousands of people died. So the citizens of Rome, you know, gave up on him and then rebelled against him to put new one in the throne of the emperor's throne. Soldiers took sides for those citizens. And then the rebels, you know, invaded into Rome, and then he ran away along with the four servants at the outskirts of Rome. And then he rather chose to kill him himself. He chose suicide. He couldn't do it by himself, though. He needed the help of his servant. At the age of 31, he died with the saying that the world's greatest artist is dying like this. Now, such evil emperor died like this. What about a king who is very humble and modest? Well, you may think of, you know, Hitler first. He tried to conquer the world, and he killed so many people. In the end, he killed himself, and he is waiting for the great punishment in hell. And there are people who did evil along with him. They were arrested indeed, and they were executed. And many people, you know, point at them and then hurl at them. So the fame and honor they used to get when they were alive was nothing. Those who have a clean conscience, you know, cannot endure the shame when they were about to lie. And they were strictly, they feel painful when they do something evil following someone's order. However, the people who did evil along with Hitler had their hearts in the sear and iron, right? Nowadays, there are so many people who do not know what is shame, and they don't know. I mean, they are so rude. Well, I became a principal of Sunday school, and sometimes I made eye contacts with those, you know, well, I cannot say this, but. Well, when people are doing, when students are doing something else during the worship service, and when they made eye contact with me, then they tried to avoid my eye contact. And I was told that students said, you know, I made eye contact with her and I felt so ashamed. So I realized that, they'll do know what they should do and how to, you know, worship God. So I found hope there. I went to a middle school students meeting and I asked them whether it is okay to eat snack during worship service. They said no. And then who did that? And then they said, babies do that. And the next week, I, you know, wandered around and I found that they were, you know, worshiping God. As you know, they love senior pastor and God and the Lord, and they're worshiping God. Very nice. So our parents, please, you got to teach them right. You know, they have to worship God in spirit and in truth, and they have to pray well. You have to train them when they were very young. Well, when I was a kid, you know, we used to worship together. And then one of us, you know, gave, you know, representative prayer, and then one of us, you know, gave, you know, special praise. Even though there were only three, right? And I remember those days. That's right, I did that, and she did that. Now, it became, you know, a very good foundation for me to do my ministry right now. So, I hope that you can have your family service at home. Those who listen to the words of truth feel ashamed when they have, you know, argue with their own brothers. But there are people who defile the temple of God, but they don't know how ashamed they are. You know, senior pastor, you know, tells us to clean entire church whenever a single fly is found. And he feels so ashamed. I once heard this. He wandered around. He looked around. And there were, you know, flies and insects in the clean center. And then he gave order to clean the place. And then all we gotta do is clean it again and again and again when there are flies again and again. The reason he says so is that we have to keep our temple of God clean, beautiful. We have to always make sure that the temple of God will never be defiled or get dirty. Otherwise, you know, I mean, our senior pastor believes that it is the temple of God. However, there are people who are so arrogant They made noise. They did evil inside the temple of God. But they don't know. They are not feeling ashamed. Don't you think the judgment of God will come onto them? Those who are in high position, those who are in low position, all of them are full of arrogance in this end time. And they don't know they are arrogant. They should listen to the word of God. Let me give you an example of people who are humble. And there are people who are very humble, you know. You know, they do their duties and they do their best to make their people, you know, communicate well and to live well. And then they lead their people with, you know, love and virtue. That they usually have good, you know, characteristics. One good example is King Sejong, right? But, you know, arrogant kings love, you know, wealth and honor, and they make their nation, you know, ruined. So through this message, I hope that you can learn what arrogance is and what humbleness is. People tolerate arrogance nowadays, but Father God does not. So we have to find it and get rid of it from the root. There are people who are like Nero and Hitler, but there are people who are good. He was a German, but Dr. Schweitzer was a man of goodness. He was a philosopher. He was a theologian. He was a good doctor. He learned the theology and philosophy in university. He became pastor, and he worked as a pipe organ pianist. But he heard that African people were dying without the doctors, and he started to learn, you know, medical technology. And he became a doctor, went to Africa, and he lived a sacrificial life for African people. And for that, he won Nobel Prize in 1952. Now, he is well-respected, loved. We say he was a model Christian. Depending on where you use your wisdom and knowledge and talent, in goodness or in evilness, makes a big difference. We may have many examples in the Bible. There is a lady by the name of, you know, Vashti and Esther. Vashti, queen of, you know, Persian king, Ahasuerus. The king Ahasuerus, you know, invited all the servants from 127 provinces and had a party for 180 days to show off his wealth and power. And after the party, he set another party for citizens of his city for 7 days, and he invited his queen Vashti. He gave her order to put in a full dress. However, she was arrogant for her duty and outlook, so she didn't obey. So, the king got naturally angry at her. He consulted two doctors and made a decree that she would never come before the king without prior notice of the king. It's like, you know, death penalty to the queen, right? So because of her arrogance, she was finally, you know, dethroned. But what about Esther, queen of, you know, Persian king? Esther, along with Mordecai, were Jewish people. You know, they became captives to, you know, Babylon when the king Nebuchadnezzar was in reign. Now, thanks to you know, Mordecai, Esther became queen. Now, because of evil man Haman, the Jewish people fell into great difficulty. Well, back then, Haman was most trusted servant of the king. Then Esther gave the 3-day fasting and she prayed. And with the resolution that if I die, I will die, she went before the king for her people. However, she won king's heart and saved her people. She fasted before God. The Father God was with her. And the king's heart was melted before her. Father God worked like this. Since Esther, you know, behaved so humbly like this before king and before many people, she did a great job to save her people. As you can see, there is a big difference between men of arrogance and men of humbleness. Now, let me tell you about characteristics of arrogant people. Arrogance is ignoring people, disregarding people, and despising people. Arrogant people think they are better than others. So, they easily disregard other people and even despise them. So, the characteristics of arrogance is that, no, arrogant people cannot accept others pointing out nor discover their wrongdoings or faults. Humble people find and discover themselves through the words of God. Even through the words of young people, they find themselves and they change. Those who are humble, those who serve others, listen to the word of God from the altar, they try to discover themselves from the word. But those who are not think, my wife, my husband, you know, my friend should listen to the message. They listen to word and think like this. Now, my president should listen to this message. Well, my parish pastor listened to this message and change. They worry about this during the service while listening to the word of God. Or they even go further. They try to make people agree with their thoughts. If it works, they even disregard the people who are in a position of teaching them. And they don't listen to their seniors' rebukes or advice, or they rather try to teach them. So, in the church, I have to deal with many the workers of members, right? But some say, there is a pastor who should deliver a message in this way or that way. However, there is one thing you got to know. If it is not untruth, if it is not against the word of God, don't try to distort the message. Don't try to, you know, judge the word or message in your heart while listening to the message or word of God. It's arrogance. Senior pastor always listens to even young people. He always, you know, obeys. However, somehow, that order has been broken while our members were not changing. That's the beginning of arrogance, right? Now, when you have conversation with those arrogant people, there is disputes and in arguments. They think, you know, their idea is best. Now, if you're a cell leader, there is a district leader and sub-district leader above you. and there is a guidance pastor, parish pastor. But in arrogant people, if you are arrogant, you break the order. Then you may say, you know, I made the consultation with a man of spirit. No, you break the order, entire order. Even someone gives you an advice, or even someone tells you that, you know, let's do this way. Then you say, well, I, you know, talked to the man of spirit, and she told me this. So let's not do that. No, that's arrogance. Now, 2 Timothy 2:23 says, refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. So, you gotta know that if you think you're right, it is so foolish, it is not good, but it is arrogance. You have to try to change yourself in the Word, but you try to interfere with others' heart. No, someone should listen to this message. My husband should listen to this message. My children should listen to this message. They gotta change. You have to listen to the message and discover yourself in the Word. Then, you can truly discover yourself, and you can make yourself in humble, and you can treasure others. Well, while I was changing, I prayed. And someone said in his prayer, you know, he was less than in the warm. But I said, you know, Father, I'm not better than rubbish thing. If you are so humble like this, then you may find others are so better than you are. Then you may be able to serve all other people. Now look at yourself. Aren't you saying, you know, this man is doing this wrong, that woman doing this wrong? You try to ask yourself whether you are obeying or teaching. Discover yourself and change. Okay? Whenever you listen to the Word of God, you got to discover yourself. And if you find any untruth or darkness in you, which is not proper before Father God, then you got to get rid of it and become true children of God. However, arrogant people cannot discover themselves in the Word of God. Even some people point it or rebuke them and reproach them. They don't acknowledge it. They don't take it, but they got, you know, ill feelings against them. Now, arrogant people don't yield to others. So, they cannot make peace with others. When such people are there, peace is broken. So, there will be no good result. So, you have to make sure that peace should not be broken because of you. If there is something like that, then you gotta look at yourself and get rid of evil from your heart. Those who are arrogant stick to their idea. They always think they are right. They think they obey, but when some idea is not in accordance with their own idea, they try to force their idea to others. When things are not in accordance with their idea, you know, they try to find some other words of God and apply that word to their own idea and force that idea to others. However, the Word of God says that you have to obey unless it's the word of untruth. And you have to make peace with others. But if you stick to your own idea and force it to others, well, it is arrogance. Arrogant people do not sacrifice themselves for others. They always sacrifice for the things that may benefit them. Instead of, you know, thinking of others, they always think of theirs first. It is not truth if you yield for your benefit. Even if it is not for your own benefit, you should be able to get together and help others, even though it is not in accordance with your own idea. Unless it is not untruth, then you have to work together in peace. Think of Abraham. Since he had the heart of, you know, goodness, he yielded everything to his nephew. The works of God cannot be done by someone alone. Not all other people should cooperate together. If others do not help and obey the leader, then work cannot be done. However, Aaron people cannot yield, so people cannot cooperate. So work cannot be done. Peace is broken all the time. Now, third, arrogant people cannot believe others. They don't believe others. Since they think they are right, they cannot trust others. When people do not believe others, how can the work be done? Think of God. Who can it trust and manage human cultivation? Even though there are people who are sure of many things, Father God believed that they would change, and He had hope for them. Now, Almighty Father God believes us. Then we ought to believe each other all the more for the works of God. When Jesus gave duties to His disciples, He trusted them. He knew that there would be people who would betray Him, He would doubt Him, He would deny Him. He knew everything in advance, but He gave them job. He believed that they would change later, so He taught them well. He knew and He believed that once they received the Holy Spirit, they would remember what He taught them. He believed it. Now, without it, how could He make Peter His disciple? Peter was full of mistakes. However, He believed that Peter would change and become best disciple. Jesus knew that Judas Iscariot would, you know, betray Him later. However, He taught him well, He loved him well. It is not true that He didn't give love to him, only because he would be a betrayal later. He didn't alienate him. He embraced him till the end. He gave him love. That's the heart of the Lord. That's the heart of our Father God. That's the heart of our Shepherd we love. If we say we love God, the Lord and our senior pastor, we should be able to do the same. Only because some people do something that is not in accordance with their own idea, if we hate them, then Father God will say, "Are you doing right? What would you say to him?" We've seen our senior pastor for the last 37 years. Some may say, those who have fleshly thought ask this question. Didn't senior pastor know that, you know, they would become betrayers? Well, our shepherd knows hearts of people well, people's heart very well. That's why he gives warnings all the time. And even though, I mean, when those workers are close to him, he tried to give them in a chance so that, you know, they would recognize and discover the attributes of betrayer, or crafty mind, or greed, or adulterous mind. He taught them, you know, you gotta pray fervently, you gotta attend Daniel prayer meeting. He did that. However, we all have free will. So it is our will to change ourselves through prayer or to hide us and to become arrogant. It's up to our free will. Who would sit down here if he didn't forgive anyone who is arrogant? Am I clean? Am I perfect? Am I full of spiritual love? Can I sacrifice everything to save all others? Can I say I got rid of all selfish mind and greed and arrogance? Even though we had so many evil in our hearts, our shepherd has never mentioned our names for the last 37 years. That's why we can be here. That's why we can have hope for New Jerusalem. Our shepherd has shed tears all the time, alone. He has never stopped giving intercessory prayer for us. Just like our Lord, our shepherd never set any one of us put aside. He believed in us. Even though we were evil, he didn't mention our names. He always believed that we would repent later and come back. He has believed in us like this. Now we receive his love. Then we should be able to forgive how evil they are, how grave sin they committed, and what kind of trials we will go through because of them. Even though we didn't like them before, even though we hated them before, now we got to change by remembering the love of our Father God and the Lord and our Shepherd. And we got to get rid of arrogance. Now, arrogant people neglect others with their own authority. And they even abuse weak people. They look down on others and they force them to follow their opinion. So, we should quickly cast off all forms of evil like this that has its root in arrogance. As time goes by, our positions get higher. Then our vessel should get bigger, but we should be more humble, we should be lower, and we should serve more. Some people say, I'm a man of spirit. You gotta listen to me. I heard some people say like this, how arrogant they are. Since I speak the word of truth, since I work in the truth of God, if you're a man of spirit, and not because you're a man of spirit, if you teach the word of God, if you practice the word of God, if your behavior is in the word of God, in the truth, then people will follow you and obey you. If you don't acknowledge it, then you are arrogant. When you are in a higher position, then you have to be careful all the time with words that come out from your mouth all the time. Now, don't you have arrogance without your notice and ignore others and give orders to them as you become, as you sit in a higher position? You should never try to stick to your own idea. You got to cast off all those evil forms that come from arrogance. But fill your heart with humbleness. Everyone has different conscience. Their knowledge are all different. Because what they experienced, what they were taught, what they saw, what they heard are all different. Now, some people, wrong input based on what they saw and heard. And they later became the people's self-righteousness and frameworks. So people's idea usually stem from this kind of, self-frameworks and, righteousness. So, when they think something is right, many of them are not right. But make argument with others. On the contrary, humble people do not argue with others, even though their opinion is right. They don't try to push or force others. Because humble people have spiritual love that wants to, lift up others. So if you truly love others, for the last 37 years, have you ever seen senior pastor, stick to his own idea? Among workers, those who are close to who work in close, you know, senior pastor, close to senior pastor. Senior pastor, there is something that I, should I do this? The senior pastor always says something. The first response is the right answer. Well, when we were growing up, Mrs. Bong-Lin Lee asked like this question, would this color better? Which then senior pastor would say, well, I don't like the color. But, you know, Mrs. Bong-Lin Lee said, no, but this color made me look slim. The senior pastor said, well, do whatever you like. Do whatever you like is not the answer. The first response, well, I don't like the color that you gave me. That's the answer. But you like the color already. So you force your idea to the one. No, if I come before senior pastor, I wouldn't do that. Well, why don't you discover yourself when you have conversation with your husband or with your wife or your parents? Someone gave you an answer, but you don't like the idea. So you force your own idea. Then the other person will say, do whatever you like. Then later you say, didn't you say, you know, I can do whatever I want? Some people ask questions again and again. Why? Because they want to hear something what they want to hear. So if it is not untruth, then try to make peace with others. So since it is not untruth, you know, senior pastor does not give orders or... But there are people like that, or even around me. There are people who give orders. Do this, do that. Do this during your sermon. Well, then I usually say, why don't you deliver a message your own? Well, I am inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so, if it's necessary, then the Holy Spirit will inspire me to say that. Some people say, do this and do that. Why don't you try this and try that? So don't try to find example far away. Try to find example around you and discover and check yourself whether you listen to others, whether you give ears to others, and when they say something, whether you obey or not. When you experience difficulties, others also feel difficulties. So even if it is difficult for you, you should be ready to sacrifice yourself for others. That's humbleness and that's love. So if you truly love others, you try to lift them up and care for them. You will not ever ignore or defeat others, whether you are, you know, whether you, you know, you think of others better, even though they are little children. You know and remember that they are, you know, our Lord paid His precious blood for them. So you remember they belong to the Lord. We were taught by senior pastor like that. Mrs. Bong-Lin Lee, when we were in the Geumo-dong area, gave the orders, do this and do that. And senior pastor, when senior pastor was around, you know, she didn't give us orders. Why don't you give orders to the children of God? Even with such, you know, trivial thing, we learn truth from him. We learn true service and true, you know, if we truly love Father God and the Lord, and if you know the Word of God, then you should never give orders to your people. You should rather serve others, help others, sacrifice for others. Why? Because those people belong to God. They are not yours. You cannot, you know, you cannot make them at your own disposal, okay? They belong to God. So you got to treasure them. You got to understand it from the depths of your heart. Then you can serve others. As you accomplish spiritual love, then you can resemble the humbleness of our Lord. He sacrificed himself to the point of dying on the cross. He even served his disciples by washing their feet. We got to remember it. Just as Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Whoever you deal with, you gotta be humble before them. We gotta know how the Lord of hosts judged those arrogant people. Proverbs 16:5 says, everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. You will be punished even by co-working with the arrogant. Why do you work with them together? Because you have the same attributes with them. Good people recognize good fragrance. Evil people recognize evil attributes. So, birds with a feather gather together. Those who like gamble, go to casino. Those who like drinking, go to bar. Those who like climbing, go to mountain. Those who like spirit, gather together with those people who love spirit. Therefore, that's why Father God said he would those who co-work those arrogant people not be unpunished. Hezekiah, who was obedient but became arrogant later. Hezekiah was a king of Israel. He was an example of the one of the people who used to love Father God but later changed and became very arrogant. He became the king of southern Judah. And in the beginning, he was very humble. Hezekiah destroyed all the idols. He hated those idols that Father God detested. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 5 and 6 says, he trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among those who were before him. For he clung to the Lord, he didn't depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. Until this point, he was loved by Father God, and he received much blessing from Father God. Now, how did he change? He had the difficulties in politics because of his father, Ahaz. And there was heavy pressure from in other neighboring countries. So, he made ally with Egypt and Palestine and Edom and Moab to stand against Assyria. Now, Isaiah the prophet warned the king and Hezekiah that it was against the will of God. However, since the king Hezekiah was loved too much by God, later he became arrogant and he committed sin. So, Father God made Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, invade Judah. Sennacherib invaded Judah and destroyed more than 40 cities, made 200,000 people as captives. So King Hezekiah had to give even the belongings in the temple of God to the king in Sennacherib. He should not touch anything inside the temple of God. But to survive, he gave that treasure to the king in Sennacherib. So when Father God ignored him, he was put in this kind of difficulties. Then later Hezekiah listened to the word of God and he went to the temple of God and then repented. as he repented. God said that he would save him through the prophet Isaiah. And at that night, 180,000 and 5,000 soldiers of Assyria died. And even King, you know, Sennacherib was assassinated when he went back to his country. So when people become arrogant, they are forsaken, and they face many difficulties. Many problems occur. And some people face difficulties. That's the moment whether, I mean, that's the point you can check whether you are arrogant or not. If you're arrogant, you will not repent. You should know the truly important thing is whether you truly love Father God and obey Him. When you face difficulties, you gotta find yourself and repent and turn back. But arrogant people do not listen. So they don't repent. They don't turn back. Such arrogant people are forsaken by God. All troubles occur. But Father God is with them. So they rather face difficulties. So you have to cast off arrogance in faith. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling. Says God, you got to cast off all kinds of arrogance, pride. Not kneeling before Father God is arrogance. While others are singing praises by, with clapping, but you don't singing, you don't kneel down, you don't pray in a loud voice, you are arrogant. Through divine healing meeting, so many people received answers and healing works, right? Those who were desperate to receive answer, they prayed so fervently. You gotta sing praise with a loud voice. You gotta clap your hands when sing praises. You didn't pray fervently. If you just sat down, well, when you are older to give repentance prayer, then you gotta repent. When you are singing praises, you gotta clap your hands. If you are weak, if you are sick, you should be more desperate. But you don't kneel down? You don't clap your hands while singing praises? Not all of you did that, but you know, sometimes I see such people, you know, who look around without praying. You know, they have to give repentance prayer, but they ask pastors to pray for them. Well, to receive answers and healings, you gotta be humble in your heart. And you gotta be humble before Father God. And see what you did during prayer, during praising. So, those who didn't receive answer because of that, well, make sure that there is a divine healing meeting this month again with a desperate heart. Sing praises with a loud voice. As if like of, in the blood comes out through your throat, you know, sing praises to Father God, then Father God will surely answer you and heal you. As you pray like that, the wall of sin will be destroyed before Father God. And Father God is pleased with you, you will receive answers and healings. Now, how can we see the arrogance of Christians? I told you about the so far the attributes of arrogance. Let me tell you about the appearance of arrogance. How arrogance are revealed outwardly. Among the attributes of arrogance, you know, they stick to their own idea and they don't accept others' point. And you know, they become very ill when they were hit. And then you know, if you don't pray, you are arrogant. I said, okay? If you don't love others but hate them, you're arrogant. Why? Because you ignore the word of God. This is arrogance. You ignore the word of God. That's arrogance. You judge, you condemn others. Why? Because you ignore the word of God. Father God says, do not judge, do not condemn. But you judge and condemn, which means you ignore the word of God, and that's arrogance. You don't see the log in your eyes, but you point speck in others' eyes. This is arrogance. If children do not obey their parents, that's arrogance. Those who argue easily, they are arrogant. The people who regard others, disregard others, that's arrogance. Father God says, be humble, serve others, sacrifice. However, people don't have any heart of being low. They don't have any intention to sacrifice themselves. Arrogance is the heart of to be lifted up. They become arrogant, then they become rude, and they seek for their own fame and honor. They argue, they make quarrels, because they think they are right. If two or three people gather together and they stick to their own ideas, then what will our Father God say? Father God will say, since you are not serving others, since you are not loving others, all of you are wrong. Even though you speak the truth, if you don't make peace, if you don't serve others, if you are not humble, then that sin is not what Father God wants. So even though you speak the truth, Father God cannot but rebuke you. And such people will eventually have ill feelings, and they become enemies to each other. So what they do is far from the will of God. Being boastful is also arrogance. You gotta be boastful in the Lord. And the boastfulness in the Lord is to glorify Father God. However, if you boast of yourself, it's arrogance. Now, and judging and condemning is also arrogance. Worst arrogance indeed. Judgment can be done only by Father God. When you point to someone, Father God clearly said this, you have to talk to him directly. If he doesn't listen, you gotta bring the group of people and let them talk to him. If he still doesn't listen, then you gotta ask church to rebuke him. There is an order that you gotta follow. But without even directly talk to him, but judge him, condemn him, then that's against the word of God. Let's say, even though you rebuke someone, even though you give advice to someone, even though you try to make someone repent and turn back, you gotta do it according to the rule of God and the word of God. Even if people say, Lord, Lord, if they are arrogant, Father God cannot but ignore them and forsake them. When King Hezekiah repented and knelt down and prayed, Father God gave him an answer. If we can do that, then we can cast off arrogance and we can have prosperity. No? If you have a humble heart and repent before Father God and pray and change, then Father God will bless you both in spirit and body. Our Lord said in Matthew 18:3, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. If you are not like the children, then you will never enter heaven. It means you gotta be little children who obey their parents well. When become grow up, they don't listen to their parents. So then you gotta be children. So spiritually, it means you gotta listen to the word of God well and obey it. That's spiritual children. Just going to church is not in the Christian life. You have to come out from the darkness and enter the light. You have to cast off all the worldly things. You have to follow the law of God, since you are the citizens of heaven. I'm not saying that you have to ignore the rules of this earth. Since God is the God of order, if the order of this earth is in the will of God, then you gotta obey it too. Unless it is against the will of God, such as, you know, keeping the Sabbath day holy or worshiping, you know, idols. I mean, if it's not in against with the word of God, okay? If you have evil, if you listen to those, you know, who follow their own idea, who seek for their own benefit, you know, you will break peace with others. You have to listen to the man of goodness. You have to follow those who truly understand the will of our shepherd. Now, what is the will of our shepherd? That is to follow the will of God. If you listen to evil people, it seems that, you know, it may be beneficial to you, but later you will face difficulties. So you gotta always listen to the man of goodness. You gotta follow goodness. Good people, people of goodness understand the heart of people. So they have very good wisdom. You know, goodness controls evil. And light can cast out darkness. And goodness wins victory all the time. But people tend to believe what they want to believe. Depending on the attributes in your heart, you will not listen to the truth, but you will listen to the rumors. There are people who do goodness, who sacrifice themselves, but people don't know them. They're rather wrongfully accused by evil people. Then how can we find truth in them? We know the truth of a person from his fruit. However, people don't try to find the truth in them. According to their own evil attributes, they don't see the good fruit in them. That's the evil of man. There are people who committed sin, but they were forgiven. Now they commit sin. Are they men of truth? Those who betrayed the grace that they received, are they men of truth? No way. There are people who made a vow before Father God, but they broke their vow. Are they men of truth? No way. We know the truth. The good fruit of the truth is manmin. And that truth will surely win the victory. And this victory, I mean this truth will make us glorify Father God greatly, and it will motivate us to go out to the world. Therefore, we gotta listen to the word of goodness. We gotta accomplish good heart. And we have to show good deeds to resemble Jesus Christ. However, evil people, when you listen to evil people, you break peace. If you read the first chapter of the 1 Corinthians, there are people who say, I belong to Apollos, I belong to Kepha. They look at people, not Jesus Christ. If you know the truth, we all belong to Jesus Christ. We all are co-workers. Who do you belong to? We all belong to Jesus Christ. We are all one. We are one in the Lord. However, when people look at and follow people, they make their own synagogues. They eventually left the church, forsaking the name Manmin. However, it belongs to the deeds of flesh. Galatians 5, verses 19 to 23 says, Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Well, this message was delivered in 1993 by senior pastor. He said, people of God cannot make dissension, cannot make synagogues. We all belong to Jesus Christ. So those who are going the wrong way should repent and turn back. This was said by our senior pastor. Now, we have to remember this. We've got to remember and turn back. In any organization, whether it is a family or church or country, when there are so many leaders, it cannot go wrong. It cannot go the right direction. Such company, such in the family, cannot stand well. Therefore, we gotta make peace with others, with goodness. I'm talking about judgment of God nowadays. Well, as I listened to his past message, I was reminded of, I thought that, you know, what he said in 1993 is kind of, you know, that message still applies to these days. Now, some evil people left this church. They made their own different name. They set up this church. They set up a church. We cannot make all of them did that, but if we are united as together, united as one, with the Word as in center, then we can find the answer in the Word of God. If you didn't realize this before, then I hope that you can realize it now and repent and turn back. So many people don't like, you know, their subordinates reach their position. And it can be found in churches too. When, you know, some assistant pastor delivers a very good message, the senior pastor of the church does not like their, you know, assistant pastors. But it is different in this Manmin church. It is not so in the church. Why? When senior pastor finds that any pastor is loved by the congregation, he rejoices all the more. He helps the assistant pastor to be loved by the congregation all the more. You cannot find this in any other church. We are all children of our shepherd. Now, people say the power cannot be shared even inside the family, even among siblings, even among the children and parents. Why? Because they got jealous, they got envious, whether they find others are loved more than themselves. However, if you become humble before Father God, then we can make peace as one. You don't need to boast of yourself. We serve each other. We sacrifice ourselves for others. We seek for others' benefit. We become spiritual children. Then we all belong to God and we all become co-workers in God. The first prayer title of the church, the early church, in 2019, We are so hot, you know. Every one of us become united as one. We do something with one heart. We love each other. That's what you are now. Christians sing praise to God, pray to God, and give worship to God. But if their mouth is full of evil, if their deeds are like the worldly people's, and if they don't give the fragrance of Jesus Christ, they will hinder the glory of God, and they will commit sin even graver than non-Christians commit, because they are arrogant. If you are truly humble, you will try to live your life centered, with Father God in center. 1 Timothy 6:3 says, if anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness. We have to always think about the sound words of Jesus Christ and doctrine of Father God. If there are people who don't do that, we should not listen to them. We don't need any other doctrine than Father God's. We must agree with sound words of Jesus Christ and with the doctrine conforming to godliness. Father God is the only good God, and His doctrine is the only good doctrine. Verse 4 says, this word of God, as we listen to this, we come to know that there is science, there is discipline, there is goodness in the word of God. Everything that our shepherd delivered had the secrets of spiritual realm. We know that. So, whom can we learn? Where can we find the true doctrine and sound words? We gotta always think about the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, He is conceited and understands nothing, but He has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions. They have a morbid interest in controversial questions, and they dispute about words, in which arise envy, strife, abusive language, and evil suspicions. Then, making the constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. Controversial questions are just the questions without, you know, conclusion. They just in a quarrel. And you know the meanings of envy and strife, right? Arrogant people don't repent, don't turn back, but face judgment. Malachi 4:1 says, For behold, the day is coming, says the Lord of hosts, so that you will leave them neither root nor branch. The word of God never changes. All the arrogant and evildoer will be chaff, says the Lord of hosts. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be saved. Those who are truly believe and say, Lord, Lord, will cast off every form of evil. Everybody says, my shepherd, my shepherd. But it does not mean that they, all of them love our shepherd. Those who obey the shepherd are truly those who love shepherd. They will cast off arrogance and they will cast off evil. Those who are arrogant, those who do evil, will become chaff. Can't you find your arrogance in your heart? Since you don't know you're arrogant, you may face something terrible. So therefore, through this message, you gotta find arrogance in you. Then Father God will listen to you as you destroy the world of sin. I told you about the appearance of arrogance. Father God says, those who are arrogant will become like chaff. And God said, and He will set up arrogant people ablaze. Father God said, and He will set the arrogant people ablaze so that He will leave neither root nor branch. Now Malachi verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2 says, But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. Proverbs 8:13 says, The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate. So if you hate and cast off arrogance and evil, you fear God, then you become righteous. Just as the Son of Righteousness will rise with the healing in its wings, says God, you will have answers for the desires of your heart. You can solve all your problems. You will skip like calf from the stall. when senior pastor prays for the sick, transcending space and time, healing rays go out to the world. Through Pastor Soojin Lee, since she has the heart of our senior pastor's heart and spirit, and since she prays with the handkerchief the senior pastor prays on, the same healing rays go out to the world. That's why so many people are healed and gave glory to God. The fire of the Holy Spirit went out, found the man of faith, and burned the diseases, gave strength to the weak people. I delivered the third message about judgment of God. We looked into the arrogance that we should cast off. We looked into the difference between those who are arrogant and those who are not. I told you about the characteristics of arrogant people and the appearance of arrogance. We have to cast off arrogance and evil all the more completely. Wicked people have made senior pastor and mommy people shed tears and suffer so far. God says He will make the wicked like ashes under the soles of the feet of the winner. I hope you can remember the word of senior pastor who has been waiting for our change patiently for the last 37 years, who still tells us to be good and to love one another so that you can win victory with humbleness and service. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may glorify Father God in Lunar New Year Day season. I hope you can glorify Father God as Manmin.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.